Welcome to the Seek Him Early podcast, featuring daily devotional studies on knowing, loving, and serving our Lord Jesus Christ. Each weekly program is from the book of that same title. I'm Pastor Watson, author of the book, pastor of Grace Bible Church in Meeker, Colorado, and director of Sola Scriptura Publications. This episode is titled The Law Concerning Life and is based on Exodus 20, verse 13, Thou shalt not kill. How significant it is that this command appears here. It is the first one that speaks exclusively of our dealings with all other men in general. So, the worst possible sin to commit against another is murder. Why is murder an abomination to God? Proverbs 6:17. Simply because man is made in God's image, making murder a direct attack upon him. So heinous is this crime that God instituted capital punishment, Genesis 9:6. We also find references and applications in Matthew 26:52, Romans 13:4, and Revelation 13:10. First, then, we observe the meaning of the Old Testament commandment. This verse has been used by our non-resistance and pacifist brethren to teach that all killing is wrong. While we love these dear folks and certainly agree with their high view of the sanctity of life, both the Hebrew and Greek words that are used speak of murder, not all killing. Besides, it's a little hard to explain why Jesus would instruct his disciples to buy a sword in Luke 22:36 if he did not expect them to use it. While the Hebrew word behind kill is at times used for an accidental killing, Numbers 35:11, Joshua 20:3, or even death by means of an animal attack in Proverbs 22:13, it is used primarily to indicate premeditated murder, Deuteronomy 5:17, Judges 20:4, 1 Kings 21:19, Psalm 94:6, Jeremiah 7:9, Hosea 4:2, and 6:9. If any doubt remains, it is completely erased by the Greek word used for kill. In Matthew 5:21, ye have heard that it was said by them of old, thou shalt not kill. Now this word is never used in any other way other than murder. And again, we could give you a long list of verses here. Matthew 19:18, 23:31 and 35, Mark 10:19, Luke 18:20, and many, many others. In fact, this word appears in Romans 13:9, a direct reference to the sixth commandment, to parallel and therefore clarify the use of the Hebrew word that we find in our text. Secondly, we look at the New Testament counterpart. This command is repeated not only in Romans 13:9, along with other words of the moral law, but also in James 2:11. Even more significant, however, is how our Lord himself enhanced this prohibition. As we noted earlier, during his Sermon on the Mount, Jesus cited the sixth commandment about murder, Matthew 5:21. But in the very next verse, he added, "But I say unto you, that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment." In other words, uncontrolled anger that could lead to murder, as in the familiar idiom, if looks could kill, is as sinful as the act itself. Thirdly, then, we see the combined confrontation. In addition to the applications that we've already seen, one that begs for recognition concerns the legalized murderers in our day who wear lab coats and surgical scrubs. As any honest person would admit, abortion, no matter what the reason, is premeditated murder. Inexplicably, not all Christians, however, agree. One evangelical author, in fact, says that if the fetus, this is the term pro-abortionists use to escape the reality that we're talking about a human being, if this fetus threatens the life of the mother, then it is the same as a crazed madman threatening someone else with a revolver. I don't know about you, but I find that analogy absolutely appalling. So much then for the sanctity of life. If you would like to go a little deeper on your own, here are some scriptures for study. What do the following verses say about the sanctity of life? Jeremiah 1:5, Judges 13:7, Psalms 127:3 and 139:13 through 16, and finally Luke 1:41 and 44. If I might also encourage you to consider this application in more depth by listening to the full-length message on this commandment in our full series on the moral law. This series is on our website, thescripturealone.com. That series of messages, in fact, forms the basis for a book we hope to release in mid-2021. Our next episode is The Law Concerning Purity, and is based on Exodus 20, Verse 14, thou shalt not commit adultery. May God richly bless you, my dear Christian friend. I hope that you will continue each day to seek Him early.